N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Welcome back to the N10 show. On this week's show, we're back at the haberdashery in Crouch End to find out how local shops in the area are giving their businesses a boost.
It's lovely that we actually all support each other, I think, here. Even though we're all different, we're all sort of supporting each other, suggesting things, recommending people, and this event has just brought sort of everyone together.
And we welcome a new member to the N10 show, Charlotte Murray, and we introduce her new regular slot, Charlotte's Link.
We'll be chatting about Muswell Hill, our customers and what they're expecting, and whether you've been busy or not, events and news, and how we can best serve our community.
You're listening to the N10 show with me, LJ. Now, I promised last week that we would be hearing from the guys from Cook, due to move into the old Threshers premises soon, but unfortunately Edmund has been ill with flu this week, so we'll hopefully catch him for next week's show instead. So, to this week, we start back at the Haberdashery Cafe and to Bar Boot, an event we featured on the show at the beginning of the year. Next month sees the event's second anniversary, and local shopkeepers in the area say it has really helped businesses in Crouch End. We went to talk to Greg from Haberdashery and mother and daughter team Adriana and Susanna Green from Boutique Scarecrow about why the event has become such a success.
This year's been the toughest. And, I mean, we know lots of independent businesses, friends of ours, that have gone under. Even, actually, our suppliers have gone under. So, yeah, this we've noticed the toughest. Last year, not so much, but it's affected. It's sad. And, you know, they keep saying, oh, there's meant to be investment into independence and lots of small businesses and banking finances available, but there isn't. It's all, I'm afraid, a bit of a sham. There isn't anything there for anyone.
And do you anticipate that it's going to get worse next year?
Or? No, it's going to get better. I think so. I feel good. I know sometimes I see, you know, I think, oh, you know, it's just, you just feel an energy, you know, that is slowly, I think people have got scared because, you know, they keep on, you know, sort of double recession, triple recession, whatever. But I think people, hopefully they're ignoring it a little bit now. I find that, you know, there is a different energy and they're using it and they are shopping.
I suppose it's a good point now to ask about the Bar Boot then. Well, first of all, what do you do at the Bar Boot? And then, you know, how has it helped your business, do you think? Adriana?
It's basically a late night opening event, a shopping event, stress-free shopping we call it, for local people. And then we have stalls in the shop from local artists, jewellery makers, craft people, people selling vintage and that. And they hire a stall for the evening and we actually do free drinks and nibbles for our customers. We have live music sometimes when we can. And the whole thing is just a huge social event. They can walk around all the shops. There's about 8 or 9 shops that participate. Well, people get to, you know, meet each other designers, they collaborate, and it's been brilliant, actually. Haberdashery, the people that started
Massimo
the whole...
Massimo and Greg.
Yeah, Massimo and Greg started the whole Bar Boot off.
For us, it's been a great way to build up our relations with neighbouring businesses, from taking this concept, which we launched at the Haberdashery itself, to growing it out into a Crouch End-wide thing. It also brings in a lot of new people to the business that might not otherwise know about us, especially like many of the businesses taking part, we're located on side streets and not on the main street. And generally, since we've opened in almost 2.5 years now, we've seen, unfortunately with the economic situation, we've seen a lot of businesses struggle, some very great businesses having to shut their doors, including on our street. And we just feel that's a very positive message. It's something that's very dynamic, it's fun, it brings out the community, it shows support for independent businesses. And overall, we feel that we benefited tremendously from it. But more importantly, maybe the whole community has benefited. It's a very, very popular evening. Our business is very much built on the concept of being part of the community.
It's lovely that we actually all support each other, I think, here. Even though we're all different, we're all sort of supporting each other, suggesting things, recommending people, and this event has just brought sort of everyone together. So all the businesses that partake, it's all a great feeling, great community. But even the businesses that are not partaking, they get to actually enjoy all of it and see what's going on. So, yeah, it's a benchmark for all the local people and crafts people to try. So, you know, sometimes, I mean, we do have regular stall holders. If the weather's good, then we can have more people. If someone pulls out, then we'll look for other people that make and design their own pieces as well. So that we like to support. I mean, from being a designer myself, and initially it's hard work getting started. I know that. I've been there. So I like to support up-and-coming people and give them a chance as well. The next Bar Boot will be September the 7th, Friday evening, and it starts at 7:30 till 10:30. And come and join us. Have a look around, get to know all the shops. If you'd like to have a stall, be brilliant. You can contact any of the shops that are participating in it and ask them if there's spare stalls. And like I said, if the weather's great, we do have more stalls outside, so I'm sure we could take on some more designers and craft people and local people.
That was Adriana and Susanna Green and Greg from Haberdashery. And if you'd like to find out more about Bar Boot, log on to n10show.com and you'll find all the links you need.
Is your website static? Do you want to make it more interactive? If the answer is yes, you need to book your place on one of our WordPress workshops. Let us show you how to create a website that will grow with your business. Twitter feeds? No problem. Ads? No problem. Payments? No problem. We'll even show you how to populate your site with content that will attract visitors. So what are you waiting for? Give us a call. Lindsay Miller from reddesk.co.uk did.
We work with small businesses offering business support from finance to events to social media. Since starting the course, I've decided to upgrade my own website and work on it myself so that I can upload and make an active website. It's been very useful because it's been step by step guiding you through every part of uploading a website instead of having to ask somebody else every time you're able to do it yourself.
To find out more, log on to courses.muswellhillmedia.co.uk or call us on 07976 933 911.
And now to our brand new feature, Charlotte's Link. Charlotte Murray from the Hairdressers on the Broadway is joining the N10 show. We're very pleased to have her on board. And she'll be out and about, in and out of shops in Muswell Hill with her mic every Thursday to find out what's been going on during the week. So by way of a bit of an intro, I've got Charlotte to tell us a little bit about her background.
Been hairdressing since I was 12, on any friends that would let me do it.
How did that start?
I had a friend with very long hair and suddenly thought she needed not to have that hair anymore. And so she phoned her mum and said, could I cut her hair off? And she said, yes.
Oh,
so I did. And it was great. And then when I left school, I started my apprenticeship at Vidal Sassoon. And then I qualified and worked there as a stylist. After about a year or so, I decided I needed to spread my wings. And I went travelling around the world for a year with my boyfriend, who's my now husband. And I ended up working for loads of really great hairdressers in Sydney doing platform work. So I'd be teaching and going all around New South Wales. It was brilliant. But we were away for a whole year. And then when I came back, I worked in a salon in Islington for about 4 years. And then my husband decided he wanted to change his career to go into the film business. So he got offered a film when I went out with him and they didn't have a hairdresser. So I ended up being the hairdresser on the film, loved it, left my job, we got married and then had a baby. And that's when I started my freelance career. So that was in 1994. And I did that until 2008. But in that time, I worked with Robbie Williams. I was his hairdresser for about 5 years. And I designed all the hair for all his videos. And I got to work with loads of other amazing artists and did fashion and worked in the opera and worked on television. I did a thing for Big Brother's Little Brother. And And then I felt like I really needed more of a challenge. So in 2008, I opened my salon. When I did my research to come here, I worked at Space NK because I just knew that my clients that I was aspiring to would go to Space NK. So I worked as a shop girl. It was hard, but it was really interesting. And Space NK itself as a company are very good. And I learned a lot from that for the way that they train their staff and how they pay your staff and things like having a dress code and stuff like that. Before I had the salon, I was really nervous about coming to the same place every day because I hadn't done that for 15 years. When I found this designer who helped me with my ideas how I wanted the salon to look, I said to him, I want somewhere I want to come to work to every day. I want somewhere where I close the door and I feel a bit sad to say, or I say goodnight to my shop. And that is how I feel still.
So Charlotte, you're going to be joining the N10 show, which is very exciting. So you're going to be out and about with your mic Thursdays between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And coming to talk to people in the shops.
Absolutely. And it doesn't particularly have to be the manager, I don't think. I think it's quite nice to talk to people who are busy serving the local community. And if there's anyone that's interested, please let me know. We'll be chatting about Muswell Hill, our customers and what they're expecting, and whether you've been busy or not, events and news, and how we can best serve our community.
That was Charlotte Murray. If you'd like Charlotte to pop into your shop for a quick chat, or you've any ideas for her, let us know and keep your eye out for her every Thursday between 2 and 3. You could be the next story on Charlotte's link. And that's all we have for this week. My thanks to Adriana, Susanna and Greg. All the details from this week's interviews are online at n10show.com. And if you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can post on the website or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM. Till next week, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.